Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and of course that means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, if you've been out and about around this time of year, you'll notice at many of the local markets that they have fireworks for sale. And to that end, a story about fireworks where we're hearing them explode in Schenectady County, but that we shouldn't be.
Yes, actually, the fireworks you're talking about, which you might find in Albany County, are sparklers and things like that, things that don't explode and don't fly through the air. They were made legal a couple of years ago in New York State. It was up to each county to opt in. Albany and Schenectady County were among those who did. But that seemed to bring on a lot of use of illegal fireworks. Those are things like Roman candles and firecrackers, things like bottle rockets that fly through the air. And those remain illegal. They've been illegal, but it seems they're being used all the time. So last year, after so many complaints, the county of Schenectady considered and then recently voted to ban even the sparklers. So you can't buy those in Schenectady County anymore, but if you drive a few miles over to Albany County, you still can. Meanwhile, residents of Schenectady in various residential neighborhoods are reporting all kinds of popping sounds and bottle rockets and all that type stuff going on now, even a week before the 4th of July. And those have been illegal all along and continue to be. And a lot of politicians are saying it's time to step up enforcement. Police say that they've responded to 17 calls just Monday night, and they're issuing tickets. It's illegal to use them. But taking them off the shelves in Schenectady County didn't seem to stop the use of these illegal fireworks.
And as usual, we encourage anyone who's going to use them to be extremely careful. The issue of apartment surges being built at an incredible rate in the capital region is a story in the paper today.
Yeah, Rob Downen tells us about the apartment boom that's underway. All kinds of multi-unit complexes are popping up there. It's really at historic rates. According to Joel Koval, the president of the Greater Capital Association of Realtors, there's been a high demand for rental property, and there had been a shortage, and now it looks like there's beginning to be an adequate supply. We were lagging. We're not lagging anymore. The trend really kicked off in 2011, where the number of multi-unit permits started to increase. And in 2015, as the overall housing construction business started to come back after the recession, a 136% increase in multi-unit permits were recorded in the region. And, you know, that means apartments. And in 2015 and 16, in the four principal cities, Albany, Troy, Saratoga, and Schenectady, they've erected apartments at a 7 times that of single-family houses. So a lot of apartments are going in. In many cases, it's older industrial buildings that are being gutted and renovated and then turned into apartments, and it's population changes. It's millennials wanting to move back to the city. And some of it is because of global foundries in Saratoga County. A lot of people are coming in from other countries to work there. So a lot of reasons, but apartments are popular.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.